the rag, and the apple core. This play on words attaches meaning to objects and the way things make you feel when they make you feel them. The rag and the apple core. Close to the rag on the pavement, the apple core lay, its fruit having been consumed by the mouth who ate it. I wanted to pick it up, but I didn't, and I felt a need to find a use for the rag. There was a private connection going on between me and this stuff on the pavement. Our moving molecular structures cued an alliance perfection of my irresistible force meeting their movable objects. It went totally past chance, in the pause, and even more profound through encounter. We became juxtapositioned, and my heart fastened quick to the fantasy originating on my section of pavement, while their thingness made room for it in theirs. I wanted to touch the mouth who ate the apple round its core, and afterwards listened to it speak of the history of the rag and how it came to rest so close to the core on the pavement. The mouth ate the apple for me. That's what it did. And then it went off to conquest over Unlove's dragon. It made me beautiful, though, before it left, although I felt like a rag. Undone by Unlove, no finding the sun, I became helpless, way, way low in a quandary. I tried to get out, I tried to persevere, but every time I saw myself, I was lying on the pavement, being tempted with apples. Desire fashioned a virtue for the rag away from its section of pavement. It became a decorative cloth case cover for a rectangular box of tissues, enough to wipe away lovers' tears. Then it changed and became a wrap, a tailspin bottom bow for stray tape streamers, weighted to support lovers' dreams. And I cherished the mouth who ate the apple round its core, eating it for me before going off to Unlove's war to master over the dragon. I tried to overcome, I didn't. I followed the mouth into battle. I thought it was a fruitful thing to do, and the mouth did too, when it triumphed over the dragon. I wanted to touch the mouth, so I went ahead and touched the core, consumed by private fantasy, and laid down close to the rag on the pavement. This is Pat. Enjoy. Onwards.